The registry was created by Democrats in 2009. It gives same-sex couples a variety of legal protections, including hospital visitation rights and the right to make end-of-life decisions for one another. Critics of the law sued, contending it violated the state constitutional amendment approved by voters in 2006, banning same-sex marriage. A state appeals court rejected that argument, saying the registry is substantially different than marriage. Katie Bellinger heads the gay rights group Fair Wisconsin, which defended the registry in court.
For the more than 2,000 couples who have registered and the couples who continue to get registered throughout our state, it means that they are still protected under state law and allowed to take care of each other.
The court wrote that it would take pages to list the rights and obligations that go with marriages, but not so with domestic partnerships. Bellinger says the court's decision recognizes statements proponents of the gay marriage ban made during the successful campaign.
Voters were told very clearly that that amendment would not prohibit the state of Wisconsin from providing limited legal protections to gay and lesbian couples, which is exactly what this registry did.
The group that brought the lawsuit, Wisconsin Family Action, did not return a call seeking comment. In a written statement, Director Julian Appling said the registry was, quote, precisely the type of marriage imitation that the voters intended to prevent. Appling promised an appeal to the state Supreme Court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.